Om Shanti. Spirituality has to have relevance to our life today. Otherwise, there's a question, well, why should I bother to study things of philosophy when my life was already overcrowded and stressed with so many other things that I need to pay attention to? But if spirituality can make a difference to the quality of my life and help me know myself and improve the quality of my life, then there's something that I'm going to be giving time and attention to. Spirituality means knowing the self, knowing my relationship with God, and knowing my relationship with others, but also understanding my relationship with matter and the world around me. In the very first awareness, the step of self-realization, I understand that I am a being of light, a spiritual being, a being which could be described as the soul. I, the soul, here in the physical world, occupy a body of matter. This is my first relationship with matter. But apart from this connection with my own body, I also have a relationship with the world of matter around me. There's constant change taking place, both within my own inner consciousness, in the body in which I live, but also the world of matter around me. And when I try and observe the change that is happening, the easiest way to describe the changes are perhaps to describe them in the form of a cycle. One of the things that we observe from a very early age are the cycles of day and night. When the sun shines, we know that it's shining now, but we also come to understand at a very early age that the sun is going to set, the night is going to gradually come, but even if we wake up in the middle of the night and it's pitch dark, yet we know that there will be light, that the sun will rise again. And so one of the cycles that we come to understand very early is that of the cycle of the day and the night. A little later, we begin to understand the cycle of the seasons. And when we see that there is darkness and it's a world of winter, when there seems to be no life, everything seems to be dead around, yet even at that moment, there's hope. We know that a few weeks or a few months later, there's going to be the first sign of spring. And when spring comes, hope comes into our hearts again, and we know that those little buds that we see emerging are going to blossom forth, and there's going to be beautiful, fresh, fertile green again. But having experienced the joy of springtime and having seen everything blossom and flourish, by the time it gets round to the summer, things aren't as bright, as fresh as they were. And we know that already, even at the very peak of summer, when everything seems to be so wonderfully beautiful, we are aware that there's already a turning point. And after that powerful blossoming, there's also going to be a period of gradual, slow decay and wilting. By the time autumn comes, we're already aware that a very major change has taken place. And in the autumn time, we can see how the leaves have changed their color. And gradually, we expect that those leaves are going to fall off and we're going to be coming back to the period of winter once more. And so the season cycle is something we actually learn to appreciate and enjoy. Each season brings with itself its own particular beauty, its special fruits of that particular time, and special things associated with that season that we enjoy and look forward to every year. The same thing applies in terms of our human life. A child takes birth.